Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Happy latest good, Dad and Kurt. Good morning. Goeiemôre.
How's it?
How's it going?
Lucky you.
Cool, man. Yeah, so obviously a huge social media storm, shame storm, if you will, around the national anthem. What happened there?
Very funny. Now, you know what? It's actually so funny because we sang it a cappella from 20,000 students, 20,000 students singing with you. You messed up one little word. I think it was oer. And then social media school. It's really funny. But yeah, that's just, I suppose, how people are. They love a good story. So, yeah, I saw. I woke up this morning on News 24 and I was like, are you serious? Is there nothing better to write about? Oh, this is very funny. I think it was oer ons ewige gebergtes. I think the word, I went, oer ons ewige gebergtes. So that was it, you know.
I think there were some other words that people are calling as well that, you know, that you got wrong. But as I just said on air a couple of moments ago, I'm sure, you know, you made a mistake. Maybe it was, I don't know, just the hype of the moment. Or what is the story?
Ach, Martin, you know how it goes. I mean, you see an anthem live on TV. You've got no accompaniment. I mean, I'm not blaming anything. I'm not blaming anyone. I take full responsibility 100%. But there was nothing wrong. It was like one word. One little word, and the acts have made a massive issue about it. You know, you're not the first radio station to call either. But it's, yeah, it's very funny. I just find it hilarious that people can make such a big thing out of such a small little issue. You know, there's so much going on in the world. Notre Dame burning down, and Alexandria, and all this kind of stuff, and I forget one little word, and it's like national news. It's very funny.
There were a couple of other things wrong as well in the anthem, but as I said on air, you know, for me it's about intent, and I would find it hard to believe that you intentionally, you know, stuffed up the national anthem.
Did I have a few things wrong in the anthem?
Well, people are saying, yeah, there are a couple of words here and there. I was questioning earlier. I said, where's the accompaniment? Why did you have to do it a cappella? Obviously, it was quite. Whereas innocent. For me, it's about intent. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't think anyone goes out intentionally trying to stuff up something like this.
Martin, why on earth? You've known me for years.
I know.
Why on earth would I intentionally mess up the national anthem?
And you've done it. You've sung it before many times.
No, many times. I know it's all far. Just standing here in the moment. You know how it is, eh? When you're a singer, I mean, I've messed up Captain before. You know how many times I've sung Captain? A few more times than I've sung the national anthem. But when you in that moment, you're standing on a stage, you're standing on a rugby field or whatever, and you start thinking about the lyrics, it's the worst thing you can do. Because you've got to just go on instinct. And I always go on instinct. But when you're on that, have you ever sung in front of 20,000 students at a rugby field? It's the third time I've done it there. And it was a massive honor. I love it. You know, I've done the anthem in front of Test, Super 15, in front of the president, overseas, whatever, you know. But the thing is, it's such a vibe. The students, such a vibe. Mess up one little word. I don't remember messing up any other words. You mean in a language that I don't?
Do you think it's because perhaps it was in the Sotho part that people feel defensive? If you'd slipped on a word in Afrikaans or English, perhaps they wouldn't have bat an eyelid.
But it wasn't Afrikaans that I slipped up.
No.
Which
I'm
is
saying,
other words slipped
as,
up.
As well, in addition to.
Really?
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm reading. Om eerlijk nou te wees, ek het nog nie die hele ding gesien of gehoor nie. Toch, ik hoor maar by jou.
No, listen to that. I'll send you the video. My wife made a video, and she started off and said, well done. This was awesome. Yeah. And then obviously...
Is it for Kurt?
Apparently wasn't.
But thanks for chatting to us. I appreciate it. A whole lot, and as you say, there are some massive things happening in the world today that people are going to talk about.
But you were one of them,
so thanks for coming.
100%, I really appreciate it. I just wanted to say, please, another massive thing happening, and I'm going to use this opportunity because, well, it is what it is. Is Thursday Super Soccer in Pretoria at Sun Arena? I'll try not to sing the anthem.
Yeah. No, listen, I've now carefully watched from the sidelines, and I can feel say I am famous for stuffing up lyrics that I've written myself, and I will never sing the national anthem live. It is just something I've decided in my life I will never, ever do.
Yeah.
Good. Man, thanks for the chat. I do appreciate you taking the call.
You're there to do a job, 100%. I agree completely, but I remember just one little word that stumbled over. I don't remember anything else. But,
thank you for the chat, good.
It is what it is, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you for the chat.
Cheers, man.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Elke ochtend is a frech lekker ochtend.
6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda FM.